good evening. Was it Alfred Hitchcock who used to introduce his films with good evening? Anyway, as I came out the door of the house, the light caught the grass and the grass was glistening. So it's a chilly night. Yep, the temperature has fallen and the stars are more visible than before, and that moon is even fuller than last night, as indeed it would be. So we're off. The little cotton tutulier, fluffy little bit of cotton dog, is buzzing along the pavement here on the estate, and I'm walking along beside him, and we're moving along reluctantly, I think he would say. Yes, the dog has discovered something that has... Dogs are very, very smelling creatures. Yes, they are smelling creatures. I think they must be attracted by new smells. Or is it that they're attracted by familiar smells? So is it novelty, diversity, or familiarity that drives a dog's curiosity? Oh, what an evening. Come on, Rock. Come on. Bring it with you. Come on. Come on. Good dog. He's now got the piece of paper in his mouth, and at least I can move, because it is pain in the neck standing around waiting for the dog to decide that it's his turn. Turn to move. Come on. Come on. We got to get a bit of momentum. Ah. Oh. But it is fabulous outside. Hey, what about the International Space Station? I haven't heard about the International Space Station for ages. I can tell you about the first time I ever had anything to do with the International Space Station. I was sitting in my house and I got a tweet that said, ISS is outside. I hadn't even a clue what ISS stood for. But I went outside and I was completely captivated by the sight of it. So where is it? Yeah, I can't see it. But I suppose I'd want to be looking up in the sky, because I'm actually walking along looking downwards. Yeah, I suppose that's because it's easier to record. Anyway, good evening again. I hope you are having a lovely one. Ah, yeah. I think my legs are inspired by the dog's vigour. So I kind of feel I have to keep my end up by trying to move at the same pace as the dog. Oh, come on, you wretch. Leave that bit of silly plastic on the... People who drop plastic bags on the ground are irritating me now. Come on, little fella. Come on, leave it, you know. Remembrance of things past, right? Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. What's done is done. Yeah. We must move on. Yeah, we have only the future to live. Oh dear, talking about memory. It's a great topic. I have to say, I wish I knew my Proust better. Isn't that a great book that that precociously brilliant young man wrote about how Proust has changed my life? It's not my intention to recommend books. But whatever his name, I forget his name now, written about 6 books, including one about travel and one about architecture. Probably wrote about happiness as well. And his name will come back to me in a minute. But the book on Proust was fabulous. I once knew a man who worked in the UK civil service. And while he was working as a UK civil servant, he read the whole of A la recherche du temps perdu fact, he read it all in English. And he had somebody reporting to him, and I also met her, but she'd read it all in French. And I thought, what are the chances of two people in the same civil service department both reading the whole of Proust while at work? Yes, while at work. Oh dear, I remember reading Shogun at work. I was a bus conductor. London, 1976. The hot, hot summer. I was hanging off the back of a London Route Master bus, collecting fares. And while there was nothing going on the bus, I read the book, which was against regulations. Bus conductors were not meant to read books while on duty. They were meant to be vigilant for the health and safety of their passengers, whom we later call customers. Ah, dear, memory, memory. This is like down memory lane. Oh, yes, I tell you, I see the Bewley's van again, the black Bewley's van, a distributor of Aroma Beverage Systems, Marina Commercial Park, Cork. Fair trade, organic. All buzzwords, eh? Well, Rock, there are dogs who live down here, but they all seem to be asleep at night. Otherwise, they would be making noisy attack in our direction. I think they live in that house there. It must be that they're kept indoors by their owner at night. Oh, did you have a good day? There's a child's scooter turned over on its side, lying in the middle of the pavement, blocking the way. We have to walk around it, skirt around it. Yes. But you have to skirt around a lot of issues in life. Yeah, I think it was some famous person, German poet Rilke, I think, said, "The only way through is through." When you're faced with a rock face or something like that. You see how ropey my memory is. But it's always possible to go round things, or always worth considering going round things rather than hitting them straight in the head. Oh dear. All right, Rocky, all right. Concession. Let me back, says the dog, pulled me back. Take me back to the Black Hills of Dakota. Oh, yes. Listen to this. Did you catch that? Did you catch the sound of a dog from Madagascar? Yeah, what do you know about, what do you know about little cotton de tuliers anyway? Probably as little as I did until recently. Comes from Madagascar. Somebody once told me that Madagascar was one of these places that was cut off from the outside world, a bit like the, what do you call that, the islands, the Galapagos. And that because Madagascar was cut off, oh yes, I guarantee you, there has been urine spilt or projected. The wall had been sprayed. The job is done. The dog has fulfilled his vocation. Anyway, Madagascar, is it really a place where strange and unusual and one-off creatures were developed because they were cut off from interaction with others? See how little Darwin I know. Right. We're back to where we were. We're retracing our steps. And this is turning out to be... Is dog walking always a marriage of wills? Yes. A coalition of willful creatures. A biped and a quadruped. Is that it? Two and four-legged creatures. Come on, Rocky, let's go. Come on, make me a concession. Come on. Hey, come on. Come on, run. Let's do a little run. Oh, dear. Right. Actually, for some reason, I can actually run a tiny bit. This would be a bit like being on a treadmill, going at the slow speed. But this is really me trying to get jumping over the... I actually jumped over the child's scooter. Is it really? Anyway. There we are. Express your business. Parcel shop there. Parcel. Yeah, parcel deliveries. Look, let me look up. Stop all this mundane stuff. Mundane. Mondial, worldly stuff. Usual stuff. Look up into the sky. Talk to the galaxy. Speak to nebula. Nebulae. Yeah. Oh, this is... Right. There's just no rhythm this evening. A lot of stopping and starting and pulling and tugging. Right. All right, Rocky, you do your stuff while I... The moon is too bright. It obscures the views of the stars. If we could take the moon out of it, I'd be able to see more stars. Yes. Is that called wishful thinking? Everybody likes the moon, don't they? Lunatics, eh? Moon is a mother symbol. Somehow or other, Oriah, mountain heap, comes to my mind. Yes. Oriah, mountain heap. What a great, great woman. Oh, yeah. You'd have to Google her to find her if you don't know her already. Oh, the things that come into mind. Yeah, like the grit underfoot is like the sand. The stars above are like shells. And it's frosty. Yeah, it's been a day when frost has featured in my life. An oblique reference to an oblique American. As I look across the road, I see where the builders used to have their huts, where they used to drink, where they used to hang out in big numbers. Now they're dwindled. Yeah, come on, let's walk over here, Rocky. We've never gone this way. Yeah, we'll go for an even... We'll go down a cul-de-sac. Cul-de-sac. Sounds like a Jean-Luc Godard film or something. Cul-de-sac. Come on, jump. Oh, you know, I'm digging into the days when I used to go to films. Right, we're now going up to see the only place in Cork I know where they're building houses. They're actually constructing. Anyway, that's much too informative. Somebody has been laying down loam. Yes, somebody has been putting down brown stuff. It's got bits of bark in it to make tiny little plants look even better than they'd look if they were left alone. Yeah, somebody's been active today doing gardening. Sprucing up their house. Yes. Well, okay, now we're getting to the far end. I'm going to go to a dark place down here where I've never walked to at night. And then I'm going to stop and I'm going to say goodbye to you from a dark place tonight. I wish there was less ambient light. I really would like to see the sky. Oh, that house is occupied. Oh, I didn't realise that. All right, that's good. So it's nice to see houses occupied. Okay, now we've come to the unfinished houses. And I'm looking in here to some kind of a big digger and a lot of mud and thing I can hardly see. So this is it. This is where we've come to a pretty pass. The end of the estate, the far end of the estate. Look, I better wish you a fine, fine night. And if you're listening to this at any other time of the day, a fine, fine day. It's been good to spend a bit of time in the open air. It's been good for me. And certainly I feel it's doing the dog a lot of good. So, I wish you 5% on the iPhone left. You know, I wish you all the very best. Bye-bye.